chart review. Deerbrook Emergency, D-E-E-R-B-R-O-O-K, Emergency Hospital. Today's date is the 1/26. Date of review is 1/21/2024. Patient seen by Dr. Al Gilani. First patient is IR, 67-year-old woman, seen with shortness of breath. Patient vitals were stable except for O2 side between 94% to 96%. Patient had positive flu, chest x-ray showed bilateral atelectasis, fluids, and interstitial pneumonia. Patient was sent home with Z-Pak. When I called the patient, she stated that after she got home, approximately an hour later, she had to call an ambulance, and she was taken to Northwest Houston HCA, where she was diagnosed with pneumonia and stayed the whole week. She was quite upset about the fact that they did not offer her admission, and we talked about this at length. I also discussed this with Dr. Al Gilani as I brought it to Dr. Maywall's attention. M-A-E-W-A-L's attention. Next patient is E-N, 42-year-old woman with earache. Patient was diagnosed with flu A, flu B, was given Amoxil. Today she's running 102 temperature, feels terrible, still having ear pain. She's coming to the emergency room for recheck because she cannot see her primary care doctor till next week. She's already finished the she's already taken the Amoxil with minimal response. TN, 42-year-old male, comes in with ear pain, diagnosed with URI positive strep, treated with Amoxil, doing better. Happy with the care received. KB, 7-year-old with testicular pain, no fever, negative urinalysis, negative ultrasound for torsion, was sent home with no medication. Voicemail not set up to leave a message. Next patient, ES, 43-year-old woman, history of chronic pain, could not get her morphine and baclofen today, so she came to get a prescription in the emergency room. Dr. Al Gilani, A-L-G-I-L-A-N-I-E, by the way, gave her one Norco 10-325 and told her she needs to follow up with her regular physician, and she did not answer the phone. Next patient is M-B, 24-year-old woman with status post MVA. 24 hours ago, complaining of neck pain, back pain, arm pain, leg pain. She had C-spine, T-spine, L-spine, chest x-ray, all negative. Sent home with Flexeril, left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is AR, 30-year-old with left knee pain, diagnosed with left ankle avulsion fracture. Patient was splinted and sent to orthopedist. Voice box, voicemail was full. Next patient is PH, 54-year-old, comes in with the area of wound dehiscence over a pacemaker that was just recently placed. The doctor, Dr. Al-Gilani, addressed the wound, told the patient to follow up with cardiologist. Patient says that the wound is healing fine, no sign of infection, was happy with the care he received. Next patient is KC, the 56-year-old male with hypertension, is out of blood pressure medication. Blood pressure is 156 over 97, also has a lipoma on his neck. He was treated, referred to surgeon for his lipoma, and Norvasc and Losartan were refilled. Voicemail was full. Next patient is JB, 3-year-old child with cut under the chin. It was closed by Dr. A, healing nicely. They were happy with the care received. They're coming back later this week for suture removal. Next patient is CP, 44-year-old woman with a foreign body in the ear. An insect was removed and was treated with Ciprodex, was sent home, was happy with the care received. Next patient is GT, 22-year-old with sore throat. swabs were negative, treated with Amoxil for pharyngitis with Amoxil, left message to call back. Next patient is KA, is an 8-year-old child with vomiting. Patient's blood sugar was elevated, ketones were up, blood sugar was in 160, ketones were positive in the urine. Patient was not acidotic, was transferred to the emergency room for further care. Texas Children emergency room for further care. Swab tests were negative, by the way. Left message for mom to call back. Next patient is ES, 3-year-old with hives that now have resolved. Patient has taken Benadryl for the past couple of days. Exam was negative. Dr. Al-Qidani told the family to come back if the rash returns, and they were happy with the care that they received. Next patient is DC, the 23-year-old male with swollen right knee. X-rays were negative, treated with Indocin, Toradol, and patient still having some swelling, but it's definitely better. He's going to follow up with his primary care doctor. Appreciate it, Dr. Al-Qidani, he tells me. Thank you.